Right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business. And they can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business. And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is,
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine. Try to sweep around mine. Now this is what you do. You smile in your neighbor's face and you talk about them behind their backs. Y'all know you do that. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself and you'll find some folks too.
Sweep around your own door
before you try to
sweep around mine.
Well, 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 you need to
sweep around your own front door
before you try to
sweep around.
Another thing, yo. You're always on the telephone, putting down on someone else. Y'all know y'all do that. But you need to take a little time to stop, look in the mirror, and check yourself. And here's the reason why. 'Cause we all have sinned and come short of God's glory today. So we don't have time to spread here shame.
Sweep around your own front door
before you try to
sweep around mine.
Sweep around your own front door before you try to
sweep around
mine. Listen.
Put love in your heart. Where there is hate,
you need to clean it up.
I wouldn't let it be said, I waited too late.
Clean it up.
Stop going around talking about
you
your friends.
Just clean it up.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
Clean it up.
How can you criticize someone else?
Just clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself. Be careful how you throw a stone.
Cause it might break up somebody's home.
Sweep
around your front door before you try to
sweep around mine.
Ditch diggers, backstabbers, you need to
sweep around your own front door
before you try to
sweep around mine.
Before you quit to say.
There is no title that he can bring me through.
No, no.
There is no title that he can bring me through.
When I'm
change. Then your blood for the rest of my days. I'm good enough, good enough.
We have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who will never bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
there is just something about me.
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
Most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name
is Jesus.
Jesus,
so sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus, because when I'm sick, he's my healer.
He's my healer.
Drowning in my sins.
My savior.
We've been to hell and back. things trying to fight and loves the tear. When all we really need to do is listen to each other's views on things, cause that's the only way to maintain
good love. Sometimes we get stuck on our own and love. Good love to have been a sweet mess. Listen, communicate, but listen to one another. We made it this far
by faith.
Because we wanted to make it this far.
No walk away.
And even though sometimes it was hard,
boy,
we stayed together. We didn't fall apart.
Now we can sit back and laugh of all the things we didn't have and how far we've came.
We came a long way,
but we have got to thank for that. And I'm glad you stood by me even when I was in myself. You still know me better than anyone. Yeah.
Good love, good love. Sometimes we get stuck on our own and love. Good love to happiness when you must listen, communicate, but listen to one another. Even though sometimes it was hard,
boy,
we stayed together. We didn't fall apart.
Somebody might remember the old record. We used to be at the old city auditorium here in Atlanta, and we used to sing old song that went like this.
WTNK QJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Amen, amen. Thank God for those selections. And we are moving toward our celebration of Christmas. Now, we don't know exactly when Jesus' birth was, but December 25th was chosen. And so we celebrate that. Amen. It's not so much when, it's that fact that he did come, that he was born. And I'm so glad that he was born into this world. And I don't know how many of you look at online to a lot of the religious debates and the like. There are a lot of people, scholars, who claim that Jesus wasn't really God. And I've been looking at debates. Some say that there's no such thing as the Trinity, which is not in the Bible, but it's inferred in the Bible. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's just like I believe that God is omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. But you can't find that in the Bible. But it does describe him as being all-knowing, all-powerful, and present everywhere. And so I want to come on back a little bit and talk a little bit about Jesus this morning, especially. Look with me now at the book of Colossians. Now you heard it, but you probably forgot. Colossians chapter number 1. And the first chapter of Colossians. And take up reading at verse number 14. To kick it off, make it look good. And right now we're talking about him, Jesus. And it begins, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. They're held together, put together. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. Amen. The firstborn from the dead. In other words, Jesus is not the only one rose from the dead, but he's the only one rose from the dead still living. And that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, the fullness of the Godhead, and by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once alienated, and the King James say far off, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through the death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. And if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And you may be seated as we just deal with Jesus. our superior Savior. Jesus is a superior because he is God. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody ever that was ever born into the world like Jesus. There's a whole lot of good babies were born, but no baby was born like Jesus. All the prophets were born, but they weren't like Jesus. Because Jesus was, he's there all by himself. Every man, the first Adam, was created from the dust. Are you with me? Breathed in him, and he had the breath of life. And guess what? He didn't have a sin nature. Jesus was born into this world. And unlike us, he was not born through a man and a woman, but he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Because everyone who is born of a man and a woman, I don't care how good you are, how religious you are, we still have that fallen nature, that sin nature in us. And the only way we can be delivered from that is through this sinless one called Jesus Christ. And so let me begin by saying that the book of Colossians was written because the Colossian church had become embroiled in a heresy. Because there were people, namely the Gnostics in the church, who were teaching that God is good, but all matter is evil. And so since all matter is evil, they taught that Jesus could not have had a human body. Because according to their theory, if Jesus had possessed a real human body, he would have been evil too. And so as part of their false teaching, they denied his incarnation, his enfleshment, becoming flesh. They denied the fact that God was born into the world in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And they taught and believed that Jesus was merely a spirit being who only appeared to be real. And you know, if Jesus was only a spirit being and he appeared to be real, then we can just close up the Bibles and close up the church and go on about our business. Because a spirit can't die. You can't kill a spirit. Amen? And so to the Gnostics, Jesus was not the creator, and he was not God in human flesh. And therefore, in their mind, faith in Jesus Christ alone was not enough for salvation or to be saved. They believed that a deeper spiritual knowledge was the path to salvation, and they could really become God themselves by obtaining greater spiritual knowledge and by separating from the spiritual physical world, which they viewed as evil. And so because of the false teaching of these Gnostics, some members of the Colossian church had left the path of orthodoxy, in other words, the generally accepted doctrine or the teachings of the apostles, and was walking in heresy. But one of the members of the Colossian church, a man by the name of Epaphras, brought this alarming news to Paul, who was down in Rome in prison. And so Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote to the Colossian church to correct this error. But above all, he wanted to correct the false teaching concerning the person of Jesus Christ. And so in the text before us, Paul clearly refutes the teaching about Jesus Christ by showing that Jesus was God in human flesh, which makes him superior to all. And not like the Muslims who teach that Jesus is just one of the prophets. But I want to say that Jesus is superior to all of the prophets because he was God in human flesh. And according to Colossians 2:9, Paul say, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, in Jesus dwell the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And to put it another way, God lived fully in Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, the reason we can trust God in these uncertain times is because we serve a superior Savior. And so with your prayers this morning, as we get ready to partake of the Lord's Supper, I want to preach from that subject, Jesus Christ, our superior Savior. Now, if you see your neighbor nodding off, touch him, say, wake up, you'll be through in a minute. But what is it that makes Jesus superior to all other saviors or religious leaders? Well, first of all, Jesus is superior in his station. In other words, Jesus appeared because there is no one like him. He is vastly superior to and different from anyone else who has ever lived on this earth. But we note that verse 15 reveals his superior identity. Note this verse makes two great claims about Jesus. First, he is the image of the invisible God. And the word image comes from the word that gives us our word icon. It means a copy or a likeness.